Judah and Matthew are dumpster people, and they occasionally use foul and inappropriate language. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome to Brother Date. I'm Matthew.
I'm Judah.
This is one of them big old mailbag editions with the
mailbag
where we read our mail from all the listeners of the world, international listeners.
We have many from many countries.
Many countries.
Forget the ones you think we have listeners from. We got Sweden.
Sweden, yeah, we got Sweden. We got Dorn.
We got Holland and also the Netherlands.
We got Tatooine.
Tatooine
up in this
business. Dorn is a Game of Thrones?
Yeah, that's a Game of Thrones country.
Got it. We have Arnor and Gondor.
Oh, good. And Boromir?
Yeah, he's one of them. This is the stupidest intro we've done yet.
Oh, let's just get into the mailbag then. That's what the people came to hear.
Mailbag by Brother Day.
On May 1st, Ryan wrote in at Brother Date, the taxes this year drew blood.
Yeah.
Way more than last year.
Good. I'm glad someone out there besides us is feeling it. I hope everyone's feeling it. If I have to feel it, I want everyone on the planet to feel it.
Because I figured out why mine were screwed up.
But yours got screwed up?
No. I mean, my withholdings were screwed up, and why my taxes sucked. But yeah.
Well, we talked about it. Mine sucked too. And I don't know whether it was because of the withholdings or what, but they fucking sucked.
Yeah, it was just a combination of things. Like I was at the same job for 8 years, starting when I was single.
Right.
And then when I moved to this new job, I was married. My first new job since I got married.
A lot of brags going on in here.
Right.
I've had two jobs.
I had them withholding at the married rate, but Katie also works.
Yeah.
And was also withholding at the married rate.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Ah. Oh. So
if both people are working, you're supposed to take the single
right.
rate.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I too am married and my wife also works. So there.
All right.
You're not better than me.
Everybody's married.
Well, you know, a government man came to the door the other day and stuck his finger into my ear and right down in my pants and reached into my butt crevice. That's how violated I was.
Oh, I see.
That's what they've been doing to me.
Hey, if you gave a bunch of money to a man who came to your door, that wasn't taxes. You were robbed.
Oh, and he got to touch me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you were both robbed and assaulted.
That guy made out like a bandit, like a literal old-timey bandit.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, okay. Huh. Well, you know, you live, you learn. And
well, there's more bad news because you probably still have to do your taxes.
That wasn't it?
And now it's late.
Oh. Okay, I'll schedule someone else to come to my door and get it taken care
of. Okay. Cool. Okay. The second guy will probably be legit.
Yeah.
On the 8th, Ryan wrote in, a game, a delightful game.
Mm.
And then, thank you, buddy. Presumably because he encouraged us to play a game.
Games? Did somebody say games? And perchance. Games?
Did someone say games? And perchance
for interest's sake.
A deadly game.
I didn't even go back and record it a second time to get the end of game.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We get it.
You know what he said there.
Oh, so we must have played a game at some point in the past. Do you think it was one of Barry's games, maybe? One of Barry's games?
Maybe. It might have been when we played Stem by Stem.
I remember that one. Did you ever prep another one of those?
No, I haven't heard another interesting one yet.
Okay. No big deal.
It has to be something where the song is well enough known that you can guess it, but it's not whatever the main thing about the song is.
Well, spoiler alert, I have a game prepped.
Oh, God.
Also, I've got a buff neck. No, it's I want a buff neck?
Well, the end from In Living Color?
I was gonna say, will someone Bing that and see if that really happened? I can't say for sure anymore whether that's real or something that I have imagined.
One of Jim Carrey's,
I want let's a say, buff neck.
Less memorable characters from In Living Color.
I remember it. Don't give me that.
Do you think that shows, like, you know, every once in a while they'll be like, it's Saturday Night Live, best of, let's say, Dana Carvey. And you're
that's
like,
exactly who I was going to say.
Most of this is not good.
Yeah, it's like the church lady. Was that him?
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of the church lady or whatever.
Yeah, I'd be like, it's Rob Schneider. And then it's just like the guy who gives all the nicknames. And you're like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
laughed at this when it was on TV. Anyway, I cannot imagine going back and watching old episodes of In Living Color is a good idea.
It doesn't seem like it could have aged very well based on the things I remember, like Handyman.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever those two queer film critics were.
Girls on Film?
Yeah, whatever that
men,
was.
Men on Film, I think, was the name of that sketch.
Yeah, where they hated it. Spoiler alert, they
hated it. They did hate it. That's right, they hated it.
Like, things like that. I don't know. I get the feeling that one didn't age so very well.
Maybe not.
Well, that's all right, because I do remember watching it a few years back and seeing a very good sketch that was about Tracy Chapman. And it was about how she came up with lyrics, and she would just look out the window and write down all the things that were happening outside. So the songs were about how she looked down and she saw an old man by a dumpster, and the old man, I don't know, there was a cat too and stuff. Anyway, and that's how she wrote her songs, was just by looking at her apartment window.
Now, all Tracy Chapman jokes and references are based entirely on the song Fast Car, right?
Probably, yeah.
Is there another one?
Is there another song? Or another yeah. joke? Well, the other song was Give Me One Reason to Stay Here.
Oh.
And that one was always way too... It sounded like she got together with some real run-of-the-mill studio musicians. And laid one down.
It's not supposed to sound like studio musicians.
Right. This one sounded like the worst... She should have just scrapped that session halfway through. Because it was not artistic.
All right, everybody. It's nobody's fault, but this is nothing.
That's right. We're all gonna, you know what, we only laid down the first couple bars, but I think that's good. That's good right there.
Did David Alan Greer play Tracy Chapman? Because it seems like up his alley.
No, I thought that's the way they were gonna go too. They let the girl Waynes
play her.
Whatever the girl Waynes is.
It's just that he was so good as Maya Angelou.
Yes, he was. Crispity crunchity peanut buttery. When they made it do Butterfinger. Anyway.
On the 10th, Ryan writes, fun fact, Steve Harwell is probably the only truly notable alumni from Prospect High School. Now, I had to look that one up. That's the guy from Smash Mouth.
Me too. I went, that name's familiar, and then I looked it up. And, oh, it's Smash Mouth guy. The guy we talk about almost every episode.
Yeah, we.
But never by
up
name.
A lot, but like, no, he's from Prospect High School.
I guess that's what Ryan said.
Let's take a look at who Wikipedia says are notable alumni.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, boy, it's nobody.
That's it.
Do you know concert pianist John Nakamatsu?
No. I saw on ESPN there was a big feature about Prospect like a couple of months ago because they have a football coach who's got like no arms and legs or something like that. It was one of those kind of E60 feel good stories. And I was like, "Fuck you, Prospect! I can't even root against you like this. You're not even gonna let me." I have to go, oh, that's pretty nice.
Apparently there's a podcast, a true crime podcast called Dirty John, about a guy who, like, abused a woman and then was killed by her daughter. Anyway, that guy went to Prospect.
Ooh, Marjan should listen to that. She loves things that she can relate to, and she likes no other things about it, just that she can relate to it.
Well, so it's called Dirty John.
Yeah, so if it's about like a South Bay dude being a real gross perv, that sounds pretty good.
Just real quick while we're doing this, let's see what Wikipedia says about our alma mater.
Dan Gladden, the magic man.
Well, there are more of them, but let's see if any of them are anything.
One of them better be Dan Gladden. I can't imagine who's more famous than the magic man.
There's the guy from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, Brett right. Dalton. I told you about that guy, yeah.
Yeah. a guy from the class of 2010 who dropped out and is now a professional gamer.
I don't know any professional gamers except for Ninja, and only because Ninja keeps showing up on all the ads on YouTube.
Oh, apparently the vocalist from the band Rancid, Lars Fredriksson.
I told you, it's one of the songs he talks about taking the 60.
Yeah, well, apparently he went to Westmont.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Dan Gladden.
Yeah, the magic man.
Yes? Is that in
He was an extremely run-of-the-mill baseball player who I think briefly played for the Giants for a little while in the 80s.
You know, Wikipedia says he was known as the Dazzle Man.
Oh.
Is that what you were thinking of?
I mean, Magic Man sounds better.
It does.
Also because of that song.
I mean, this, obviously, so this picture on Wikipedia is from 1987, but mm-hmm. like, if you told me that he was from Dayton, Ohio, I would say, yeah, that tracks.
I think
he doesn't really look like he went to Westmont.
Everyone from the 80s looked like they might be from Dayton.
I guess so.
I think is what was happening. Wow, it's really the Dazzle? It's the Dazzle Man, huh? All right.
Okay, anyway, we're doing a little better in terms of notable alumni, but not great.
Hey, do you think Rancid cancels out Smash Mouth or not because Smash Mouth had more national appeal?
I mean, what do you mean by that?
What do you mean by
cancels out? Because they're both kind of bad.
That's what I was going to say. I'm saying they got one bad music guy. We got one bad music guy. But I think theirs is more famous, right? Smash Mouth made it because of the stupid Shrek.
Yeah, Shrek really helped. Boy, let me tell you. Don't get at him on Twitter
about Shrek.
Say you're only famous because you're Shrek, because they will come right back at you with, we had two number ones before Shrek.
Do you suppose we should start trying to get, should the Brother Date account go after him? No.
Okay. Nah.
All right. You don't want anyone to hear this?
That guy's got nothing but time and he might still be local. That dude could show up at my house.
Well, I told you, my old VP was definitely the original lead singer of Smash Mouth. Definitely. He's not an inveterate liar. It's a true statement.
If he does show up at the house, though, I will open the door and go, oh my God, Guy Fieri?
Guy Fieri came to my house!
I ate a Johnny Garlics once after you were no longer associated with it.
Start taking cell phone video and talking about how excited you are Guy Fieri's here.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri.
Everybody, Guy Fieri's at my house right now. I'm live streaming this. I'm live streaming this on YouTube.
Just for fun, let's see if anybody ever went to Del Mar.
Hmm.
I mean, Gary Radnich.
Oh, I love him. Have we talked before about the joy of whatever?
Oh, Dick Vermeil. Yeah, so a couple.
Yeah, Dick Vermeil's pretty good. Have we talked before
about... No. He began his teaching career at Del Mar. It doesn't say he graduated from Del Mar.
It's something, though. That's a link. Something. The wonderful joy of watching the New Year's Eve, the New Year's special on whatever local Bay Area channel that is hosted by Gary Radnich, where when the broadcast starts, he's already drunk. Every single year. And it gets weirder and weirder as the night goes on. Eventually his family shows up, and I always get the feeling he's trying to show everyone, look at my black family.
Ah.
He's always like, he makes them come stand in front of the fucking camera, and they don't want to be there. And they make it clear
they
don't want to be there, but he keeps like making them come in front of the camera like 9 different times throughout the night. It's a wonderful thing. It's what I miss most about the Bay Area out of all things.
Ah, man. It's Gary Radnich. Who would have thought?
Yeah, it's not you or...
I don't care. I knew it was
like,
going to be me.
Like Carl's
Jr. You lived here for years. We never saw each other.
It was pretty rare.
If mom was doing something, we'd see each other.
Yep.
One time we got cheesesteaks. Basically, we didn't see each other.
Occasionally, me, Marjan, and Katie would do something. But that was,
right.
Again, occasional. Yeah, Gary Randich.
Your wife sassed my wife one time, so.
About what?
She said Katie didn't like anything. Now, Marjan, of course, likes everything, so, or is willing to do everything.
Comparatively, everybody kind of doesn't like anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I shouldn't have brought that up. on the 12th, Ryan wrote, I don't honestly see Matt threatening to smash a stranger's head over some staring. Like, ever been to San Francisco?
Yeah, many, many times. Many times. The staring has never really bothered me in San Francisco. Mostly because the people who are staring at me are...
It's like the least offensive thing that happens in San Francisco.
That's what I was going to say. It's, if they're staring, there's usually something else happening, too, that is more bothersome. They're either naked or screaming obscenities at nobody in particular.
Last time we went up to the city with Ben and Erica, we saw both.
There you go.
There was a possibly trans woman...
Okay.
Screaming at someone in the street with her tits out.
Awesome.
It was 5 p.m. It was 5 p.m.
Yes, the night begins a little bit earlier in parts of San Francisco.
Yeah. It was just a real San Francisco experience.
Yeah, okay, so maybe I was being hyperbolic a little bit. Maybe skull-crushing, not so much. But I would definitely give a real good save it. Just whatever you're looking at me for, just save it.
Then for some reason, just yesterday, maybe the day before yesterday, Shannon wrote, at Brother Date, fan mail posted today to our favorite podcasters, and then she shows pictures of two boxes.
Oh.
So I guess Robert Krulwich and Jad Abumrad have packages coming.
I don't know who they are.
Need to know about it for some reason. Oh, that's Radiolab.
Ah, okay.
There's a host of Radiolab.
I knew it was somebody else, but I...
You preferred like a Roman Mars from 99%. Oh, you only listen to sports podcasts.
All I could recognize was that it wasn't my name, and then I thought, did I change my name?
But yeah, no, one's going to Roman Mars and one's going to Dan Carlin. How's that?
Very good. I know at least one of those.
Yeah.
No one should send Dan Carlin anything. What a gold
buck a show. Is what he demands.
I won't do it.
Well, these days that's like $2 a year, so...
I still won't do it. Not worth it.
I mean, it's in the budget, but like...
Yeah, that one is only good if you jump in the first time and you've got a whole backlog.
Yeah.
Once you're caught up, it's not even worth paying attention to anymore.
Well, now when one comes out, I'm like, when am I going to have 5 hours to listen to this episode that's him reading to me?
Yeah, and occasionally reading with emphasis in weird parts of the sentence.
Yeah, listen, I'm not that good at reading on mic. I mean, I do these. I mostly don't mispronounce things when I do these mailbags. That's the best that can be said about it.
There you go.
Yeah. That's the end of the mailbags, a short one this week.
Wow. We did, that was probably the shortest we've had in a long time. We had a pretty good run of decent-sized mailbags.
Yeah, yeah.
So everyone.
I mean, I get it. I'm done with this show, too.
No, that's not. We're just getting started, especially on Star Trek weeks. This shit is just starting to fucking take off.
No, dog, we're damn near a third. Hang on,
we're just
damn
now
near a third of the way through.
Taken off because this week is The Hunted. This next TNG episode.
I wish I had labeled these.
So don't even tell me that we are. No, we got years and years and years left of good material every other week. So on this week. The listeners need to step up. Or viewers, maybe someone's watching me.
What's 880 divided by 5? I feel like that should be easy math.
It is. It's 176?
176?
Sure.
What's 57 times 3?
That's 171.
We're so close. We're so close now to a third of the way through.
And so every other week, the listeners need to step up and stack the show full of programming because my brain doesn't work anymore. I got two jobs.
As you know, the mailbag is no longer our only source of listener-provided content.
Thank God.
There is another segment. Would you like to...
I'm going to pop at least one earbud out.
Okay. Would you like to segue into that now?
No, just play the fucking song.
Okay.
Now, call me Bobby.
It never stops being funny. It's just such an aggravating sound.
I feel like that was done deliberately. The way it is...
it strains to hit that note.
It does not catch the rhythm of the song at all.
It strains to hit that note right before it heads into the chorus. It's like trying so hard.
Do you think a musical saw is quieter than that?
Oh, hell yes.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
That's another thing I've thought of taking up.
Boy.
I can sort of bow a violin, so I feel like
half
of the skill in a musical saw.
That's the kind of thing that I would be embarrassed to do by myself alone in a room. to play a singing saw.
Well, first of all, your neighbors would think you had ghosts. It's a very haunting
Dude,
sound.
People around here really think shit like that, so yeah, they probably would. The upstairs neighbor, before they moved out like a month ago or whatever, told me they thought they had ghosts. Because they heard something on the roof. And I said, Marshawn will confirm that I looked at this lady and said, sure, it's not like a bird. Because I couldn't believe she was serious.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think it's ghosts.
Do you know why that seemed weird to Marshawn? Because like all human beings, she would know that the correct thing to say there was nothing.
I just couldn't help it. Like, what are you talking about, lady? You heard a sound?
It's probably
a
raccoon or something. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, it was any number of animals that exist here in the city. It was not a ghost. But anyway, yeah, so they would really believe
you
that.
You know how ghosts are famously walking around on the roof?
Yeah, you heard about all the stories.
To mildly put you out?
You've just seen the ghost hunting shows where they go up on the roof all the time? Hey, I think I heard one coming from the roof!
I can't leave until my business is concluded, and that business is
on the roof,
cleaning the gutters.
I went up there. That's actually where I died. I got half a sandwich up there. I got to finish.
But my spectral hands can't clear the leaves, so I forever walk the roof doing nothing.
I'm forever shoveling nothing. Yeah, I thought it was a bird. I think it's a bird.
Yeah, it probably was a bird. Probably that same cardinal that was irritating you.
I found out where he sits.
First few months. Oh, is he still there?
He's clearly in the same location most nights because it sounds exactly the same like each time. And I found him. I know where he sits. He sits up on the top of a light pole, up on the, staring at it on the left side, up on the very, very, this thing's like fucking 40 feet high. And he's fucking loud as shit. I don't know why the cardinals are so much louder than all the other birds in my neighborhood. Because the mockingbirds are way quieter. And the finches are quieter. It's this motherfucking cardinal.
I mean, it'd be impressive if you had a loud-ass finch. They're so tiny.
Because one time I saw the finch, he was sitting on my patio. And he was making noise, and it was like nothing. Yeah, because he's tiny. He's fucking... Not the cardinals are big, though. Why are they so loud?
I don't know.
All right.
That's their evolutionary adaptation. They're very bright in color and they're loud.
I just feel like both of those things combined mean an owl's going to eat them real easy.
Oh, yeah, you'd think.
Like,
huh?
Especially because they keep shouting in the middle of the night, like, bro, go to sleep. Owls are out.
That's true.
They're going to find
their time.
You. They're going to find you and eat you. Why are you so stupid? I can't even go to bed anymore because now they're chirping at midnight. Why don't they understand? This never happened in California. This never happened in Boston. It only happens here.
We even got cardinals out here.
These fucking birds chirp all night long. Like it's motherfucking... I'm just... Let's do Barry. Let's do this segment.
Hello again to you both. And looking forward to hearing another episode before the Call Me Barry section and after as well. I will attempt this time definitely keep.
It's nice of him not to turn it right off when we're done with his piece.
Well, he says he listens to the Star Treks, right?
Yeah.
So he should listen to this. This is a much easier. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's not.
I mean, it's less structured, and you never know what we're going to talk about or if it'll be anything.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But under 10 minutes. So it doesn't just become a whole other show. And to do that, to me and Shannon have had some offline communications to ensure that we don't duplicate effort in discussing all the stuff. So we'll both make sure that we manage to cover our own bits as is appropriate.
I'm sorry, did you want to say something about covering your bits?
They should both cover their own bits as is appropriate, for sure.
Well, but who told them they were naked?
All right, sorry.
The one thing I did want to talk about was you mentioned what were the differences between the male system here and your own apparently also angry male system. The main thing is there's a bit more, I don't know if there's a bit more competition here. There's certainly a lot more people being used by people like Amazon and things like that. And the traditional post office delivery system here was called Royal Mail, and it's perfectly fine, really good. The quality has deteriorated over my lifetime, but probably because it was entirely unsustainable the way that it was. You used to get two deliveries a day, one in the morning, one in the evening, and one on Saturdays. Whereas now you just get one delivery a day. Two different types of posts you can use here, first class and second class. First class guarantees within 2 days, second class guarantees within 4 days now. It used to be first class would guarantee you get a letter the next, your letters received the next day without having to resort to potentially sketchy stalker-like postmen who deliver mail out of their way by hand. But you used to be able to guarantee that if you posted a letter in Thurso in the very north of Scotland, send it out to Cornwall at the very south tip of England.
I know where Cornwall is. Sorry. Go on.
Okay, so do you ever get one of these Amazons where you're just like, why is there a 1994
yes.
Honda Accord in my driveway?
Increasingly.
And then just a dude gets out and throws your package on the step and goes away?
Increasingly, yeah. They'll buzz me and I'll pick up the receiver and I'll go, hello, and they'll go, Amazon. And I'll be like, nah, it's not, though. This is not Amazon. This is some guy. And he's angry. And I'm kind of trying to figure out why he's angry. I didn't make him, like, he picked this job.
Yeah.
Why are you mad at me about it, bro? I hate my job, but I'm not mean to the fucking people I work with. So, yes, and specifically throwing packages, that's still firmly in the hands of FedEx. I've seen them literally just toss my packages.
I mean, we can do an hour on FedEx. This last mass drop that I had, the package got, again, all the way from New Jersey, got into California on a Thursday morning.
Oh, I remember this.
And then it stayed in Truckee over the whole weekend. It just got a nice long weekend up by Donner Pass before it moved on. So I got it on Wednesday.
And was that the one that when it got to California, it still said it had like a whole week before delivery or whatever? Uh-huh.
Yeah, when it did, by the way.
Yeah, I told you. Those do a circuit and a half.
I got it late in the day on Wednesday.
Those do a circuit and a half of California before they're delivered to you. It's how the rules work, all right? Don't ask me why. They have to go all the way around.
Meanwhile, I ordered something from JetPens on Monday, and fucking FedEx showed up with it, like a FedEx truck pulled up with this shit yesterday, and it's just like, what's happening?
Yeah, we kept having a problem where our Blue Apron packages, like one of the ingredients was always busted open when we'd get it. Every week there was just one ingredient, and we'd be like, man, what the fuck is going on with Blue Apron? Like, we should have known it wasn't Blue Apron, because one time I was coming home from running an errand, and I saw the FedEx guy take our big Blue Apron box and just hurl it, like, 9 feet to the doorstep. And, like, a big cloud of dust fucking flew up when it hit the ground.
This dude has been doing Duolingo, and he knows he doesn't have to love his job.
That's right. And I just, like, I was too far away to say anything because I was driving past and I was going to park. And I was like, did I just fucking see that right? Did that guy just fucking hurl my package from across the fucking sidewalk? And he was gone by the time I actually got out of my car and got over there. And sure enough, it was the Blue Apron box. And I see.
Ah, this is what's been happening.
Yeah, the FedEx guy's doing it.
This explains why my olive oil was busted last week.
Oh, it's always like some spice packet. It's always like whatever fake Mexican spice or something, and it's just all over all the other ingredients.
Oh, it just it just explodes from the compression.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks, FedEx. You shit dicks.
Two deliveries a day seems like a lot. I'm not surprised that they don't do that anymore.
Look, dude, back in the 50s, your milkman would come five times a day.
I think you made that up.
Well, time will tell.
That's too much milk.
When we use the backwards machine with the red light.
Everybody in the 50s must have had good bones.
Yeah, dude, they grew up tall. I learned how to say that today, the milk drinking child is tall.
Well, wait a minute. What lesson was that in? Because I feel like I could read that now.
That's in Modifiers 2, I think.
Okay. Is it a new way to say is tall instead of the compound way of saying like their height is big?
Still have to say height is big.
Okay.
I haven't learned a new one of those yet. Yes. whatever. Kiga. Whichever ending you use for it.
Kumida or whatever.
Right.
Let's continue.
And obviously prices have gone up as well, but I gather that it's a much more efficient and effective and friendly service than what you guys experience.
Honestly, it's not that bad. Like, the USPS is not as bad as most.
I've had problems.
I definitely prefer it to that Honda Accord show up.
Well, yes. Yes, the Amazon system's not great. It's obviously worse than just using regular FedEx or regular UPS or the USPS. But I've had problems with all of them.
And yeah, the price has gone up, but I am unimpressed by that argument because stamps 50 cents.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 50 cents.
Yeah.
I can make someone read my bullshit letter for 50 cents.
You can make them read it?
Even if they're all the way across the country.
Oh.
Well, no, obviously, politeness makes them read it.
I was gonna say, maybe the mailman stops and like makes the person open it.
Someone takes that dumb thing that I wrote, usually 6 pages,
damn,
all the way across the country for 50 cents.
Who are you writing 6-page letters to?
Oh, all my pen pals.
Damn.
Six pages of Tomo River, 52 grams per square meter is the most I can get with one stamp.
I don't really have that much to say,
so I usually start wrapping it up at about 6. I live alone and I'm lonely. you guys understand, right, that's what's happening here? It's just loneliness.
I got it. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. All right.
We're bearing our soul today. I mean, I am.
Hey, I'm not going to. I'm not going to participate.
We don't have mail pickup in the way that you do. If you want to send a letter or a parcel, you have to either go to a post office or drop it into a mailbox. The postman doesn't collect mail on his way around. Mostly probably because post people here are all pretty much on foot with a bag of mail. I know, especially because I did it as a job during the summer for several years. So you get up at 4 a.m, go to the delivery office.
This guy's like a Jamie Heineman.
In that he's had many diverse careers.
He's had too many different interests and jobs.
Well, my wife likes her job more than she likes me.
Oh, so you're bearing your soul too?
I just thought it wasn't cool to leave you out there by yourself. Okay. So
I was fine.
So, you know, that's out there.
It sucks that she told you that, but, you know.
Yeah, well, she told me a long time ago. It's fine. Totally used
to it. Am I wrong, or did there used to be a lot more mailboxes?
Oh, hell yeah,
Or is it just that, I think of them as being, like, payphones, where they used to be fucking everywhere.
No, I think you're right, because now I have to, like, hunt them down and then fucking remember where the hell they are.
I just go to the post office and use the mailbox. Like, I go at night, so it's not open. I mean, it's barely open during the day.
Right.
But I just go use the one outside the post office, because, like, I don't know where they are now.
Yeah, I've located like two or three that I know are within easy walking distance, plus my mailbox downstairs has an outbox if I trust it.
Right, yeah. I could just put a letter in the mailbox on the outside of my house and the mailman will take it. But like, I think that's what they want you to do. Like, between that and shit like stamps.com, I think you're not supposed to go anywhere. You're just supposed to give it to your mailman at your house.
They don't want you to go to the post office so they can be open even less.
I mean, it's like, they close at 1 on Saturday.
I know, yeah.
And 5 on weekdays. So if you have a job, you got a 3-hour window on Saturday you can get down there.
That's always been my biggest complaint. But until I started working from home.
Right.
Because I can get out of here. No one's going to fucking know.
I mean, that is the ticket.
Let's get going.
Some mail, and then take a big bag of mail out, and then halfway through your route.
Dude, I know how delivering the mail works.
You pick up
a
bag of mail there, and then continue to deliver that.
All right, you missed the most interesting part of his system because of shouting.
Sorry.
When he said that when he was taking his route, he'd take a big bag of mail, and then halfway through his route, there'd be a post office, and he'd pick up a second bag.
You're right. That was fascinating. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's just when it started up again, and I thought he was literally just going to describe to us that you have to take mail, and you bring it to someone's house, and you put it in their mailbox.
I live in pretty civilized areas, in kind of city areas. The mailman here definitely parks his truck somewhere, and then does the whole block on foot. He's not like driving from mailbox to mailbox like I live on rural route 14 or whatever.
My very surly mailman, I only ever see him park and do these three buildings here in a row and then get in and drive some more.
Well, that's probably a lot of mail for those three buildings.
I think that's true.
In mostly single family home area.
You're right. Yeah, so you probably can't fit it in a bag and just walk it all around or whatever.
He does sometimes. It means though that he does two rounds of deliveries where like he drives by and drops off packages, and then he'll do his walking tour with the actual mail a little later in the day.
Huh. Has the mail truck or man ever been hit by people fucking cruising around that corner?
I've never seen it, but it must have happened.
It's the most dangerous thing I've ever seen. I can't believe they haven't found a way to make that better. People get off the highway and they cruise down there at fucking full speed, and then suddenly there's a little bend.
Well, so they get off the highway, it's three lanes wide.
Yep.
Then they get down to the street immediately before that bend, and it fucking swoops right down to one lane.
Yes. And then there's that little curve.
And then it drops to 25 when it becomes one lane when you get across the intersection. But immediately there's that 15-mile-per-hour curve, and it's kind of not a joke.
Yeah, I never...
Like, you can do it at 25, but don't do it at 35.
I do not get the impression anyone is paying attention to the 25 sign.
No, you don't even have a chance to see it.
I think they start to get to the curve, and they go, well, that looks like a curve. And then they, like, if they're paying attention, they start to slow down. But it seems like people don't always pay attention.
It's 35 right till you hit that intersection, and then that curve is 500 feet beyond, and it's no joke. And
since you've lived there, how many fucking crashes have there been out there?
There have been two serious crashes related to taking that curve, in which the car flipped over. There was another crash last year in which a guy just busted his wheel and axle pretty bad. Probably the car ended up a write-off given the way insurance tends to work.
Right.
But he managed to limp halfway up the street before he realized that the one wheel was not turning at all. there was a car that hit the boulders in front of my neighbor's house in the middle of the night two Ooh. Years ago. Those boulders are there because otherwise the cars were going into their yard.
For sure.
And that boulder got displaced up against a tree, and Damn. No one has moved it back, but it is covered in yellow paint. But that car either drove away or was towed off before I saw it, so I don't know how serious that was.
Yeah, because those things are pretty big. They look heavy. You'd have to really nail one of those.
Yeah. Yep. So there were, there have been five, I would say, medical grade accidents in the 10 years I've lived here. And just a couple weeks ago, we had a drunk driver take out a sign, but that she was going in the other direction. So she didn't even get to the curve.
Man, she really, she was fucking wrecked.
Well, she took out, she actually smashed the utility pole, and it was just hanging there with the bottom in splinters until they replaced it the next day.
Good God.
Yep.
So none of that doesn't count any weird fender benders or whatever. So that's
just... No. There's a fender bender, I would say, every 3 weeks right in front of my house. The traffic piles up here real bad for like half an hour, like between 6 and 6:30.
Right.
And it's very common for me to like still be working or be doing something on my computer and just hear that kind of dull, flat thud that a fender bender make. Like, it seems like it should be a sharp sound, because it's metal hitting metal and like glass breaks sometimes, but it's always, it really is kind of a slapping sound.
Yeah.
And then you just see two people standing in front of my house looking at their cars like, well, we did the damn thing.
Yeah. I've only seen two accidents outside this place I'm living now in the year and a half I've been here, but they were both pretty good ones. Pretty decent ones where someone gets out and they're staggering around like head injury for sure. But we don't have any crazy bends, just a weird intersection. Anyway, mail.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think that's the big difference, though, is the pickup system. So that alleviates the responsibility that Judo obviously feels to redistribute his mail, because the postal worker would never know. Equally, we share similar levels of protection of the mail. Obviously, the US mail has that's probably the most protective mail system in the world, given that it's essentially a proper federal authority. Apparently, it even has its own SWAT team, and tampering with the mail is a serious offense here.
Can you pause it?
But like a serious...
What movie is it where somebody is a mail cop, or was it a TV show? I'm trying to think.
I know what you're talking about.
It's like a... you know, a secondary character or something, or like a short arc where somebody is a male enforcement officer. What the fuck is it? Some comedy.
I feel like it's fucking, like it's Rob Hubel or a Rob Hubel.
Could it have been like a Brooklyn Nine-Nine or something like that, where they have to deal, where they have to work with the male cop?
It has to have been something we both saw. Yeah, maybe it was a Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Something like that.
A male cop, yeah.
And I remember after that episode, of course, I was Wikipediaing the way the male cops work. So I'm a bit familiar with this. Anyway.
Offense as in, like, you know, 1 or 2 years in prison if you are, like, seriously tampering with a mail. Mail fraud would be a different thing, but for you guys, tampering with a mail is, like, that will get a far quicker response than your house being broken into.
Oh, I mean, definitely. Definitely the time my house was broken into, it did take an hour for the police to show up. Now, there wasn't a guy in the house.
Not that you know of. What if he's still there?
Down under the basement?
Yeah.
He'd be stinky by now.
Or maybe he's up on the roof. Maybe you should ask.
No, I don't have ghosts.
Okay. Well, maybe a ghost wanted a guitar real bad. That's all I'm saying.
And a bass.
Maybe it was a ghost who in real life was a great musician. By the name of Elvis Presley. Go on.
And he wanted my Fender Geddy Lee jazz bass?
He doesn't know what he wants, just like in real life. Just like when he was alive.
Right. And he wanted an Epiphone Les Paul?
Yes, just like in real life. I'm when just he saying, would take his dates the to the morgue.
What?
Elvis. We'll get into it another time. He was a weird dude.
We will.
So, yeah, that's like totally crazy. I was a little taken aback at Matt's apparent mental health difficulties. I didn't realize how bad it all was.
Hey, this is episode 136 of this show.
I finally gave it away. Son of a bitch.
Finally let him in on it. Oh. I think we talked about, he thought you were upset about something, and I said, we'll just wait until his router doesn't work, and then...
Oh, that. Yeah, that's not...
He was worried you were be suicidal about something.
Oh, you mean the just scratching the surface of the things that are wrong inside of my brain?
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, let's talk about that.
For him. So I hope he's you know, consistently in therapy somehow.
Oh, we've never talked about this. Have you ever been to a therapy?
No, I have not been to... to even one. I don't have a joke for that. I just haven't been.
Yeah, it turns out it's not funny.
Sorry.
Probably you should, but it's expensive.
I don't know. I got two jobs, man. I'm busy.
The apparent joy of having some sort of skin in the game in your tax system, you know. If it wasn't for the fear of potentially kissing your wife goodbye and disappearing up to the roof, then the tax system just wouldn't be fun.
Oh.
So that's obviously a terrible thing to hear about. I hope Matt manages to emigrate, really. I think that's the only option.
It's taxes.
So, you know, come to Europe.
Wait,
this was a tax thing.
This is an invitation. Is that legally binding? Can you just leave the country? Can you just not?
Yes, it's like vampires. If you invite me in, that's how the only way I can enter, actually. They would never let me in to anywhere in Europe unless I was officially invited by somebody.
As long as... Yeah, you hear these stories every once in a while about how these alt-right pseudo-intellectual personalities are like, you know what, you can't come to Australia. You know what, we've thought about it, and no.
That's fine.
Which would be more of an honor?
To be officially invited or officially disinvited?
More officially disinvited.
I guess it depends on who's making the invitation. Because there must be a special joy in being specifically disinvited from a place.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if nothing else, it allows these people to feel real persecuted.
Yeah, and add Australia or whoever to their list of criminals out to get them.
Yeah.
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 That's a lot nicer. And if you do suffer, there's always free healthcare as well. So, you know, swings and roundabouts, maybe. Finally, struck by the comment where you talked about when I had mentioned about Picard and you know, reviewing him as a dangerous sociopath, and you also mentioned that I don't know if it's explicit, but certainly the implicit hint that Picard has benefited from some sort of old boys network. That very much reminds me of my work, where they all went to at the top of my office. They all went to, like, you know, the same one or two private schools and Oxford or Cambridge, and they all.
There's an episode where, first of all, he knows all the admirals, and they all like him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an episode where one talks about how he remembers watching him win the Academy Marathon.
Isn't that JP? Isn't that his buddy on the Melbourne?
Yeah. Yes, because this is not said to Picard.
Oh, I thought it was. Was it not? I thought he was talking about, or maybe
he's talking just like, don't give up on him. This is the damnedest thing he ever... I don't know, something like that.
Okay, yeah.
And that to me is like... That is the clearest signal, is that this old admiral remembers an athletic achievement of Picard's.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, there you go.
Yeah, Admiral J.P. Hansen described this as the damnedest thing I ever saw when Picard passed 4 upperclassmen on the last hill.
Yeah, you know how 22-year-olds are better marathon runners than 18-year-olds.
Everyone knows it's true.
Everyone knows that to be true.
Yeah. Yeah, so that is best of both worlds.
Had stiffened shirts and played silly games with robes and God knows what. Very much Harry Potter-like, and they're all somehow distantly related to each other. But that's clearly where he took his inspiration from. Existing networks.
They all went to one school. It's called Starfleet Academy.
That's true. They did all go to the same school.
But even in real life, that's how America works too. It's just a series of networks. So,
I mean, it is. Honestly, it's a little bit less silly. Like, I'm sure I've shared 20 Wikipedia articles with you about the weird ball games that are played at the various public schools in England.
Yeah.
So.
Quidditch.
You know. Well, I mean.
Like Quidditch?
There are people who play Quidditch now.
There are people who do
that
here,
too.
They
don't fly, so it's not really Quidditch.
Field Quidditch.
It's field Quidditch.
Play some field Quidditch out there.
There's 15 seconds left in this. Let me just finish it up.
Okay, sorry.
In England for him. But anyway, that was all I had to say. So I definitely have kept it under time this time. But thanks very much. And I look forward to hearing the next episodes. See you guys.
No, bye. Well, thank you. And now there's finally someone who can answer all of the Harry Potter questions I was too bored to Google.
Hey, what's a Lami? What's a Lami?
What are you talking about?
Is there a guy named Lami? What's he do? I heard somebody...
In Harry Potter?
Yeah, is that not the right the one?
I don't think there's a Lami.
I thought I heard somebody talk about a Lami in Harry Potter a few weeks ago. And I was like, I don't know what that one is.
Were they talking about the German fountain pen manufacturer,
yes,
maybe?
Yes, that's probably what it was. Okay. I get confused a lot.
I was on JetPens.
It's my mistake.
I don't remember a scene where, like, Ron Weasley pulls out a Lami 2000 and then you're like...
And does a magic spell with it?
Yeah, no. Uh-huh. That's an expensive pen and his family is poor.
Ouch. Wow.
No, that's like the main thing about the Weasleys is that they're poor.
Well, I don't know anything about the Weasels,
but
the Weasleys.
But they're purebloods, you see. So that they're still better than...
They ain't fucking...
Mudbloods.
Mudbloods. I knew that. Mundanes is what I was going to say, and I knew that wasn't right.
No, well, Muggles.
Muggles.
But Muggles are the Mundanes.
Oh, okay.
Mudbloods have Muggle parents.
I'm glad this conversation
is
happening.
Wizards with Muggle parents. It's... no, but like, there's, in every Harry Potter book, you hear about how somebody has just become a prefect or head boy or something like that. And I just go, that's some British shit. I don't know.
Head boy. I love the idea that somebody could be named head boy.
That's like a class president.
The best boy there is. Best little boy.
But probably they're also allowed to discipline the other students or something because
I like paddle them off or whatever.
Yeah, I guess paddle them off.
Is that not what you were talking about? Hey, I want to play a game. I prepared a game, and I'm really proud of it.
Yeah, let's.
Do you have the drop for the games? Do you have that drop? It's like
for games?
Well, there's the cue drop, but I meant I think it's called a quiz. Quiz time for Ryan. This isn't really a quiz, but I figure it falls into the same
Hold
thing.
On. I guess I didn't realize there was a quiz time. Let's see
if you have it. If you don't have it, it's not a big deal. I'll send it to you afterward.
No, I probably have it. Quiz time for Ryan.
No problem. No problem. This is not a problem. What's a Lami, though?
Do you remember anything about the context?
Yeah, it's a person, I think. Lami. No. Is that not Harry?
But, like, what was the person saying? is the question.
You know,
that
I can't
have.
Remember. No, nothing's coming up.
Yeah, you can't remember because it happened in a dream.
All the Lamis. Wait, hold on. Harry Potter. Hold on. Something's coming up. Something's in here. Oh, it looks like Lami's a Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Lami's a Game of Thrones, everybody. He's not a Harry Potter. That's on me. Did you find that fucking drop?
Nah, man, I don't think I got it.
Don't worry, then. I'll send it to you later. Play the games drop again. Play that cue.
What I also seem not to have is, fuck you, Ryan, fuck you, Ben. I thought that was a good one, too. seems like I don't have that either.
I'll send it to you just as a backup plan.
All right, yeah. Here's our new drop.
Games? Did someone say games? And perchance for interest's sake, a deadly game?
This will be deadly too. Hey, when was the last time you you played Skyrim?
Oh boy. It's been over a year, I would say.
When was the last time you picked up one of those Fat Geek and Nerd books about Game of Thrones?
Oh, much. About a year since I reread the first one.
Okay.
But I haven't reread 2 through 5 ever. So I read them in 2014. 2012.
Okay. I have got a list of places. Names of places.
Okay, cool.
That I need you to tell me whether they are in the world of the Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim.
Okay, so specifically they would be on the map somewhere in Skyrim?
On the map or in a town or whatever.
Okay, cool.
Or in the series of A Song of Ice and Fire Game of Thrones books.
Now, is that limited to Westeros, or is it anywhere?
For the sake of this game, I will limit it to Westeros.
Okay, good.
There will be nothing from Essos or anywhere else.
All right, good, because I don't remember that. In my brain, it's kind of like one of those areas is kind of like Asia Minor.
That could be.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyway, this was strictly a no Bing, no Google game. Keep your hands
off the keyboard, for sure.
Off the fucking keyboard. Okay. And I prepared like a shit ton of these. We can just go as long as we want. The first place, the Sea of Ghosts.
The Sea of Ghosts. I'm going to say that's Skyrim.
That is Skyrim. You're correct. You're one for one.
Okay. Is that up near where the guy and his harbingers first came to Skyrim from Atmora?
Yes, it is up near Isgrimor.
It's up near Isgrimor's main zone.
Yeah, it's his main bone zone.
His main region.
All right, so good job. Brightwater Keep.
That also feels like Skyrim.
That is Game of Thrones. That's somewhere in the Reach.
All right, I'm one and one.
This is going pretty well, too. I'm pretty excited about this.
The Reach is near Markarth, by the way.
That's a different kind. That's Skyrim.
Or is it near Falkreath? I think it's more near Markarth.
Dragon Tooth Crater.
Skyrim.
You are correct. That is Skyrim. You're doing pretty good. You're two for three.
I spent a lot of hours in Skyrim.
These are tricky. Partly because everything in Skyrim is biting off of these novels, it seems like.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe. This thing was announced for HBO, I think, around the time Skyrim came out. So it's possible that the Geek and Nerds had already read the books that existed, but I think people really got into it when that announcement was made.
Skyrim came out in 2011, right?
Yeah, 2011.
Game of Thrones has probably been out about that long. Maybe 2010 or 2011, so that makes sense. I mean, I'm talking about the show. White Harbor.
White Harbor, to me, feels like it's probably Game of Thrones.
You are correct.
It's somehow too boring a name to be in Skyrim.
That could be. I've tried to pick ones that, to me, seemed like really could go either way. Coldwater Burn.
How is that spelled?
Literally B-U-R-N.
Game of Thrones?
You're correct again. Look at you. You're 4 of 5.
Yeah, I just, like, I don't remember that at all from Skyrim. Not like Bright Whatever Keep, which could have been one of the million castles.
High Moon Hall.
I mean, that one I really do feel like could go either way. It could be some of the vampire shit from Skyrim.
Like such as the Dawnguard expansion?
Yeah, maybe such as the Dawnguard expansion. That's not the name. The companions are all werewolves.
Yes.
But it's not the name of their zone.
You mean where they live?
Yeah.
God, what is that called? It's not where they live. That's called something else.
I'm going to guess that this is Game of Thrones, but I would not be surprised if I'm wrong.
You are wrong. It's Skyrim.
Ah, damn. Where is it?
That is in Morthal. That's where the Jarl sits.
In High Moon Hall?
Mm-hmm.
Morthal is such a dump.
Yeah, well, it's one of those towns that doesn't even have like a loading screen or a wall. You just walk in and walk out. So it's kind of a minor city.
I don't think there's much werewolf activity up there either.
No, there is some vampire activity, though.
There is vampire activity there. And also the ghost of that dead girl.
Yes, exactly. That's where you do the dead girl area, and where that guy maybe killed his whole family and is living with that vampire lady. That's the vampire business up there, right? The guy who everyone's mad at because he lives with the vampire lady and, like, maybe he burned his house down or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
They are mad at him for shacking up.
They're very mad at that guy. Bree's home.
Bree's home is Skyrim.
That is correct. Do you remember what it is?
Is that your house in Windhelm?
It's Whiterun, but it is the house.
Whiterun?
The house you buy in Whiterun.
The first Windhelm and Whiterun, I always get confused.
Well, and then there's all Winterhold, and then it's just like, I don't fucking know. They all wintry.
It's true. They're all snowy. Whiterun is the least of them, but I guess it's named after that river.
Oh, right. Candlehearth Hall.
Also Skyrim.
That's correct. You know your Skyrim.
Yeah.
That's you're 6 of 8 right now. That one is in Windhelm.
Okay. Is that the one where the murder is?
That's the town with the
butcher?
Where you have to solve the murders, yes.
Yeah. No, I thought, is Candlehearth Hall just the...
No, the...
Is it the
Candlehearth Hall is the big... Yeah, it's the bar and inn sort of in the front of the town.
There's a sort of two-story inn.
Yes.
In the racist town.
In the racist town where as soon as you walk into town, everyone's like, do you hate elves? And you're like, what the... I just fucking got here. I have 6 quest markers in here. Can you just let me get on my fucking business? I don't hate elves. I need to deliver this thing.
I gotta talk to 10 different... I'm bringing an axe. What are you doing?
I've been told to visit the weird little kid who wants me to kill Grillot the Kind. I have business here. Why are you asking me this question?
There's a whole subreddit just of GIFs of people killing Grillot the Kind in different ways.
Well, it's very easy to sneak around in that place and do murder on her. I usually just go bow and arrow.
I have never not been caught. I think it's scripted that they know you do it.
What? Wait.
The people in there, not the town.
I don't know. I'm not sure I get caught.
Like, the assistant is always very snippy with me afterwards.
Oh, yeah. I do feel like afterwards they know it was me. Yeah. I don't know about in the moment, but whenever I come back, they definitely knew I did it.
Yeah.
It must be something written on my face, dude. I walk in there and they go, this is the fucker. I didn't see him do it, but I know this is the guy.
Well, the fucking assassins all know you did it too, because that's how you trigger. That's how you get into that fun scenario where you can kill her. I forget what her name is.
I almost always do, just because I really don't like her telling me my business. It rubs me the wrong way every time. I'm like, man, fuck you.
The quests are more fun if you join them, though.
Yes.
And you can kill the whole emperor.
Every part of him. His foot and his fucking neck. The whole emperor. Maiden Pool.
You know, Matthew, I think that the Emperor is but a man. In his nakedness, he appears
but a man,
as I do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Maiden Pool?
Maiden Pool.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you're cleaning up. You're doing a good job on this business. I'm
7-2?
Yes.
All right.
This
is like when I did naval fighter squadrons or
or racist alien
alien racist alien designations, and it turned out you were able to figure out pretty much all of them.
One of them I really should have gotten and didn't. Deepwood Mott.
Yeah, I don't think there are any Motts in Skyrim. I'm going Game of Thrones again.
You got it again. Good job. You're 8-2. I'm not stopping though.
Okay.
I'm not gonna stop. Can't stop. Won't stop.
This is going to be our longest podcast.
Let's see. Grey Winter Watch.
Grey Winter Watch. That one could be either for sure. Game of Thrones?
Skyrim. Yep. Sorry if this is not exciting to anybody who either has not played Skyrim or hasn't watched Game of Thrones or read the books or any of it. You know what? I'm not sorry. I take it back. Not sorry. Let's see. Oh, I've already done that one. Eastwatch.
Oh, Eastwatch is so boring. So boring a name.
I'm sorry. I'll do a better one.
It's not your fault.
No, I'll do a better one.
Just is Eastwatch in Skyrim?
Game of Thrones.
Ah.
You're losing the track.
Yeah, I'm 8-4 now.
Widow's Watch.
Game of Thrones.
You are correct, sir.
Okay.
9-4. Let's go with Orphan Rock.
Orphan Rock. It's not bringing to mind a specific place, but I do feel like Skyrim.
That's correct. 10-4.
Is it maybe in the lake southwest of Whiterun?
Jesus.
You know that big lake?
I mean, it could be. I know which one you're talking about, because on one side of it, you have to go in there to get Azura's Star.
Oh, that's right. That is where Azura's Star is.
Hardhome.
Hardhome?
Yes.
That one seems silly. Is it Game of Thrones?
That is Game of Thrones.
Okay.
11-4. Let's do 5 more.
Okay.
I could do like a million more. Pink Maiden.
Pink Maiden?
Yes.
That's a yogurt place in LA.
Close.
Pink Maiden. Game of Thrones.
Yes. 12-4. You are really crushing it. Saltcliff.
Saltcliff. I'm going to say Game of Thrones again, even though it's been a while since you did a Skyrim.
No, you did it. You're doing it again. By the way, because I don't want to worry about the psychology of it, I'm using a random number generator to figure out which one to choose.
Oh, I see.
So any trickery that is being done to you or not is by the computer.
So this is you're doing the opposite of the way the Running Man people play rock, paper, scissors?
Yes, that's right. Where they try to tell each other. You're gonna pick scissors, right? You're gonna pick scissors?
Hey, at the three-way promotion battle at the end of episode 223 or 224,
mm-hmm.
when it was rock, paper, scissors and Haha and Kwangsu looked at each other and secretly agreed to play scissors against Gary, and then they both played rock.
Yes.
So perfect.
It was really good. Well, I like it especially when it turns out the way you lose is by having the same one as somebody else. When they play reversey rules.
Oh, that weird version where they do it a bunch of times quickly, and when you hit the same version. I haven't even really figured out or internalized what the rules to that game are, because it seems like only one person changes.
Yeah. You're catching up, though. If you're already at 224, you're moving through them.
Also, of course, Jae-suk, who was on Gary's team, asked them each if they trusted the other one before they did that. It was perfect.
Well, you don't have to do much to plant the seeds of betrayal.
No.
The Shivering Sea.
The Shivering Sea. This is weird because I feel like there's a place in Skyrim maybe called the Shivering Isles.
But
the Shivering Sea, I think that might be Game of Thrones.
You're right again. You're 14-4. You're really cleaning this game up.
Like the Shivering Isles might be where the mad demon lives.
Which one?
Shigarath, maybe.
Oh, maybe. One of those guys you could steal a mask from?
No. One of the one of the Daedric lords.
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe.
Maybe the one where you go and you get Jabberwock. You know, and you go into that man's dream.
Yeah, the Jabberwocka or whatever it's called.
You get the staff that turns yes. people into goats or whatever. When you go into the dream, I think that guy's realm might be the Shivering Isles.
That could be. But the Shivering Sea, you're correct, is Game of Thrones. Two more. You're really doing good. The Forgotten Vale.
Oh boy, this one really could be either. I mean, I could have forgotten it.
I have already forgotten.
Game of Thrones?
Skyrim. Let's see.
There's a famous veil in the Game of Thrones. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, the Veil of Arryn or whatever.
Another place where High Moon Hall could potentially have been.
Right. Let's do...
If it wasn't in Morthal.
Blue Palace.
I would be wild if there's not in both of them. But I think
that's true. It is common sounding enough.
Is the capital of Skyrim.
It is in Solitude, yes.
In Solitude, yeah.
All right, well, you got 15 to 20. I can keep going, but I don't know if there's a point. I think you've demonstrated your knowledge of Skyrim and Game of Thrones.
It's really just knowledge of Skyrim. I didn't remember any of those places from Game of Thrones. You didn't say, Winterfell?
I did not say Winterfell.
Or,
in case that was too obvious. It would have been tricky if you really had...
No, it's just that one. I don't even remember the name of the capital in Westeros.
King's Landing.
King's Landing. Okay, well, if you'd said it, I would have known.
Yeah, like, I didn't use River Run, even though it sounds like it definitely could be in Skyrim, because it's a pretty common place in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, is that where the wife is from?
Yes.
I don't remember her name.
Catelyn.
There we go.
Well, you did a good job.
Well, thank you.
If I sound angry, it's only because I thought these were going to be harder.
Well, just don't come at me with Skyrim questions.
That I guess. You've played so much. It's even though you haven't played in over a year, it's all burned in there.
Yeah, it is. It may not even be currently installed on my computer. I know I switched where Steam was installing games. I might have to reinstall it.
Okay, but what about Beggar's Row?
Beggar's Row?
Yeah.
Game of Thrones?
No, Skyrim. Ha-ha! Yeah, I'm going on top!
Where is that?
It's in Riften.
Oh, okay. But it's nice. Not the under level of Riften.
Got it.
Oh, okay. Might be. Is that...
I don't know. You feel free to bing it.
I may bing it later. Hey, coming to the end of this podcast is very sad. It's very melancholy for me.
Oh boy.
Because it means we're back on the clock.
What are you talking about? This week's going to be amazing. I'm so fucking pumped.
Next week is week 58 of our Star Trek project.
Good. Only 118 left.
After this week. Only 118 left after this week.
Wait, yeah. Oh, right, yes, yeah.
Yeah, so we still have
119 counting
left.
This week. Yeah, sure.
Yes. And we're still in the 5-episode weeks.
Good, that's what I want.
If you are playing along...
I love Star Trek.
Please watch The Paradise Syndrome.
Don't remember
The Hunted.
I remember that one, though. Roga Danar, everybody.
Life Support.
Yeah, I know that one, too. Actually, I'm pretty excited about that one for various reasons.
Unity!
Yep.
And The Shipment.
God, that's really not a great title. It's the most boring title you could come up with.
Yeah, well, it does not capture the imagination, for sure.
Yeah, we're back on the Star Trek clock. We'll do that, for sure. Please play along, Ben. And it sounds like other people listen to those? I'm so confused by that.
It's a wild idea that anyone would.
It blows my mind. Send us more mail next time. That's at Brother Date on the Twitter machine. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher for sure.
We're sort of on Stitcher.
SoundCloud. I think we're on Art19.
That's nothing. Don't make up websites.
Sorry, go to brotherdate.com. Check out Landru. He's such a big boy, and he's head boy, I think. now. He's head boy of Brother Day. And I don't know. I think that's it. Send us some audio messages if you want. brothers@brotherday.com. And we'll fucking read any old thing, anything at all that you want to send to us. So, Peltor Joy?
Peltor Joy.
Peltor Joy, emissary.
Now, Marjan, of course, likes everything, so, or is willing to do everything.
Comparatively, everybody kind of doesn't like anything.
Yeah. I shouldn't have brought that up. on the 12th.
Please subscribe.